We're talking a multi-billion dollar manufacturing industry, and moreover, one that has a significant potential export opportunity coming up for it. People talk quite widely about the growth in middle class in China and its demand for dairy products, but it applies across the breadth of Asia and frankly, more widely globally as well. It's a highly prospective industry as well. It's one of the larger value adds that you might call regional in nature. That is, the manufacturing occurs often outside major cities.
Productivity Commission Chairman Peter Harris. The Commission has just completed a comprehensive review of dairy manufacturing, looking at where Australia has advantages and disadvantages compared to international competitors and where improvements can be made. The Commission identified high energy costs and the availability of labour as issues plaguing the industry. It also looked into the idea of Australia having a concentrated industry player, a so-called dairy national champion like New Zealand's Fonterra, but found it would be difficult to establish and not necessarily suited to Australian production. The Commission's overwhelming finding came back to the relationship between farmers and processors.
Of all the things, that's the thing that does stand out most clearly. Like almost every piece of public policy, while there might appear to be a silver bullet, you know, we should be more like Fonterra, it's not a silver bullet at all. And the ultimate question is for those manufacturers who want to pursue these offshore opportunities that look pretty prospective, their working relationships with their farmers in terms of inducing increased supply, that appears to be the largest single issue and the one where, you know, where good management would focus its time, I think.
The Commission found farmers had made significant productivity gains in recent years, underwriting the industry's profitability.
Without doubt, farmers have done the hard yards and, as I said, they've underwritten the performance of the industry. But supply, if we're going to take up increased export opportunities, and the Commission, Productivity Commission, is agnostic, obviously, about whether or not we should. That's a matter for exporters, for manufacturers to decide this, but a lot of the context for this sort of inquiry has been an expectation that we will grow the industry as New Zealand has grown its industry and provide you know, the remainder of the world with Australian dairy products. If we're to do that, we will need to provide incentives for farmers to continue to take the sorts of productivity-enhancing measures they have to date. That will probably involve improvements to the working relationship between manufacturers and farmers.
Better prices for their milk?
Could be prices, although, as I said, that's our primary competitive advantage, so you don't want to throw that away necessarily, but it could be prices. It could be inducements for additional supply. You know, for example, a higher premium for a higher supply level at a particular time of the year when processing machinery is in its quieter phase. That's an efficiency enhancement for manufacturers. And the question for farmers is, well, why would I necessarily take that risk alone? How reliable are my future contracts going to be? Who will guarantee me if I make an investment that requires 5 or 10 years to amortize? Increased high-tech milk processing equipment on farm, who will guarantee me a level of reliability of return for that through that period? And that's what we're really referring to. Now, it's not our job at the Productivity Commission to design commercial strategies for farmers and manufacturers, but given that we were asked by numerous participants to look at this question of could Australia have a Fonterra and could a single dominant firm improve these things, our view, having looked at the facts of how the industries operate in Australia and New Zealand, is that the greater issue is really this incentive for supply that needs to exist somewhere between farmers and manufacturers.